Arizona-based Bulletproof Securities had to leave the Pinoakie Range and the proposed iron ore mine site July 10th once the state found out they were operating without a license. Now the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has issued that license. Department Secretary Dave Ross says Bulletproof can come back anytime now and that an investigation of two or three complaints against the company is complete. Kagibik Taconite spokesman Bob Seitz says Bulletproof guards will return in rotation with other security firms they've hired.
Bulletproof brings some ability to go into the woods and make sure that the entire area of private property is secured.
Bulletproof guards had been patrolling exploratory drilling sites and the area around it, but drilling ended about the same time Bulletproof was asked to leave the state. Now Seitz says there's still work to be done in the Pinoakie Hills by GTAC surveyors.
We have wetlands delineation, archaeological delineation, hydrological work, surface water work, a lot of delineation of plant and animal species, things like that. So there's a lot of individual work that goes on, just nothing that's around one particular site.
Site says GTAC won't announce exactly when Bulletproof will return or if they'll come back in their desert camouflage uniforms. The state investigation will be turned over to the Iron County District Attorney's Office. The district attorney will decide whether Bulletproof, GTAC, or the property owners violated state law. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.